We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Hi, hi, hello. Okay, do you have a burning question about dating, sex, or love that you'd like me and my guests to answer on the podcast? Okay, because you can send it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it read on an upcoming special episode of the show. I hope to hear from you. You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, was trying to figure out why I'm still single. Listen, there were no answers, so now I'm just exploring love. My voice sounds like this because I just got back from Las Vegas yesterday. But my guest today is a sensational drag queen who competed on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15. She is the first drag queen to guest speak at Yale University and has been a trailblazer for the Connecticut drag community. She's turned this podcast into her performance art, masterfully lip-syncing clips to my voice, which I fucking love. It's Robin Fierce.
Hello. Nicole, I probably owe you so much money.
No.
Get those royalties, baby.
You know, when I first saw it, I was like, this is incredible. This is such a compliment.
Honestly, it is my absolute favorite number to do. I think people think that I am not this wild, crazy person on the inside, but, but I really am. And that number really exudes my life energy.
I love it. It, like, when I first saw it, I truly was just like, wait, that's my voice. What made you decide to use clips from this podcast?
The specific clip is when you say, why won't you date me? I've done this number so many times, I'm forgetting it. Even though I'll let you come in my wig and I'll put it on my head and pretend it's wig glue. And ever since I heard that, I was like, okay, I have to save this and make it a mix one day. And then when your comedy special came out,
yes, my
and
half
you're
hour.
Shouting at people to eat their partner's pussy, I'm like, oh, that's literally gold. I have to put these together and make a whole Nicole Byer mix. Like, fangirl moment. When I talk about you, especially like before the show, I would always be like, and well, still after, it would be, no, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
You're like, after the show, I don't like you as much.
No, after the show, you weren't a guest judge. So then my opinion just,
I was
no, I'm kidding.
Honestly, so like, I saw that you got cast and I was like, oh, I hope I get to judge. I hope I get to see her. And then I did not get to judge, which I get it. Try to get, you know, different new people mm-hmm. in. But I was really fucking bummed.
So I was bummed that you weren't there. But also, if you were there, do you know how pissed I would have been if I missed you? I would have went down to World of Wonder and burned everything. No, I'm kidding, World of Wonder. Please, I'm not. I'm kidding.
You're like, I'm not an arsonist. I'm not coming through like that. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
But yeah, when I saw the comedy special, I needed to put it in a mix and just, people go crazy when I point at them, whether they're together or not, and mm-hmm. use your words of, you have to eat her pussy tonight. I want you to eat it. It's great. Accidentally, sometimes I'll point at a mom and a son, and then it's awkward.
It's just a little weird.
But hey, welcome to drag.
Welcome to drag. I recorded in Montreal, so it was like French Canadians. Mm-hmm. So they were confused about me, and that bit went better in America. I'll say that.
I'm sure. I am sure.
And I did two shows. I think we pulled from the first one because mm-hmm. I think the second one they were actually frowning at me.
I forget. So if y'all at home can't see this because you can't, my mouth is literally agape. Like
sometimes people don't want the comedy.
People don't know how
they
to laugh.
Don't want to be told to eat their partner out. But I was like, I started doing the bit because I can't remember. I think I said you need to eat your girlfriend out at a show. And I think the man shook his head no at me. And I was like, what? And then I just started laying into him and it became the bit.
Honestly, it needs to, I don't know what's going on with y'all out there, but if you are with someone, fellatio, like it's a must. You have to, it has to happen at some point. Like that is, that's love. That's affection. That's kindness.
I think
truly.
So. And it's not even about like reciprocation. It's just like, I enjoy sucking your dick. So I would love it if you loved eating my puss.
Exactly. I even, you know, even in the gay world, we have tops for y'all that don't know that. Tops are like the giver and all that fun stuff.
I think everyone listening knows what a top, a bottom, and a verse is.
There are tops that just refuse to suck dick, and it doesn't make you a bottom to suck dick. It's fine. You are you are giving your person pleasure, okay?
Yes. Honestly, a top should be doing that. They should, absolutely. They should be topping, they should be sucking, they should be poking, they should be licking. Everything. You're a top. Be aggressive about it. Wait, Robin, I need to know this. Okay, are you single? Are you dating? Do you not want to say?
No, I don't mind saying. This is advertising. I am indeed single.
Okay.
This is honestly the longest period of time that I have been single as an adult, I don't count like little dates here and there and stuff like that. But yeah, it's probably been like 3 or 4 years since I've been actually like in something like, oh, this could be
in
a thing.
In a relationship.
In a relationship or situationship, whatever. That might
yes,
be.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always fun and exhausting.
Honestly, a situationship is nice because I like to think sometimes I'm kind of like a cat where mm-hmm. I want your attention. You can pet me, like give me your love, but then
leave me the fuck
stay
alone.
Stay away from me. And I don't want to have to tell you to stay away from me. I just want you to know.
I just want you to take some context clues and get the fuck up out of my house.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Wait, okay, so Robin, what are you looking for in a partner?
I think, one, they need to be good communicators and direct. I am not very good at flirting, so the initial contacts need to be like, oh yeah, you're cute, or do you want to fuck, or do you want to go on a date? Like, I need directness for me. So that is important. Someone who is funny, someone who is able to like actually pull conversation from me, because if you don't give me energy, then I'm not gonna give it back to you. Like, it has to really be like a back and forth scenario. And some people, especially now being on this end of quote unquote celebrity, like everybody just expects you to be like the person that keeps going like, hey, hi, how are you? Oh my gosh. No, there's levels. I'm not like doing the most all the time.
I agree with you, but also when people are direct, I get confused. I went out to dinner last night and it's this place called The Nice Guy in LA. So there's like a bouncer at the door and then you have to walk in and talk to the hostess or whatever. And as I was leaving, the bouncer was like, hope to see you sooner rather than later. And like kind of like really like smiled at me. And I just went, ha! And then like, and then walked away. My friend was like, you could have said, I hope to see you soon, or like, thank you, or good night. She's like, you just laughed at him.
But
and
also,
I think he was trying to flirt with
you. That's not, if somebody said that to me, I would probably like maybe get the hint a little bit more, but that's not fully direct.
No,
that's
it
not
wasn't.
The directness we need.
I needed him to be like, bitch, I want to see you soon because you're hot. And I'd be like, oh.
Right.
I probably still would have been like,
okay, I need to know though, was the food good?
I like their food. I think they have really delicious food.
Ooh, what kind of food is it?
It's like Italian-American.
Okay.
It's honestly more of a place for like sightseeing people.
Oh.
Like very, very like, how do I say this? It's like a lot of ladies in like Fashion Nova with Gucci bags, like being seen and doing coke in the bathroom. Like the food is the least important part of the experience.
See, I would kind of hate it there. The food is just as important for me as the people watching.
Yeah, but I do like their, like there was a man in there wearing sunglasses and it was, I don't know, midnight and just never took them off.
Like,
and
how do you see?
I have no idea. And he was also ordering chocolate espresso martinis. And I was like, so you're never going to go to sleep.
Oh, he's had
a
long day.
I'm pretty sure he's doing coke in the bathroom. And he was just like, I'm going to be awake forever.
You know, what's the point of sleep? It's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. You got to get shit done. Stay awake forever. Wait, okay. Since Drag Race has appeared, are people like sliding in your DMs trying to get at you?
Not as much as I want.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Sometimes I go back and forth because sometimes like this is not the place. If you like, you can't just you can't just start with nudes or something. Like maybe like a hey, you're cute. And I'm like, oh, thank you. You're cute too. And then maybe we can get into it. But honestly, no, I think one thing I've gotten from my grandmother is this eternal resting bitch face. So if I'm not directly smiling at you, you think I am just the most uninterested in everything around me. So I feel like people are a little scared to come up to me or DM me or something, especially because, like, not to get into all the Drag Race stuff, but I think perception of me is like I'm this grand diva. Well, I did say I am the grand diva of Connecticut, so I guess that's my fault.
You're like, I don't know why people think I'm this grand diva. And you're like, actually, I said it's the first thing I said.
So because I was talking like this and all of that, they think that I'm kind of above it, but I'm not. I am, in the words of Sam Smith, a dick pig like the rest of everybody else. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a dick pig, but it's nice.
Dicks are nice. I do think they're lovely. And sometimes I think about this one that I used to fuck for a little bit. It was attached to a bad man, but it was like, I don't know, like 8 inches uncut and thick and girthy. And I sometimes before bed will be like, do you remember that delicious dick you used to have on the regular? And then I'll like snuggle up in my bed and be like, whew, whew, and then have a nice sleep remembering that huge honking dick.
Honestly, memories, in the words of Jennifer Hudson,
memory all alone in the moonlight.
Also, Nicole, can I say, as a avid listener of many of your podcasts, I feel like your singing has improved.
That's what some people say, but I think it's one of those things where like you've just become accustomed to it. Like you've just heard it so many times that you're like, this isn't that bad.
It's like an acquired taste.
Yes. You keep dipping it and dipping out and you're like, oh, you know, yes. I think I like
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, Robin, thank you. You sing, right?
I do sing. Maybe whenever I'm in LA, I'll give you like a lesson or two.
Oh my God, I would love it. I was taking lessons with this wonderful woman who I love. But like, I think she was trying to get me comfortable with singing, But at one point she was like, what is your goal? And I was like, to be a good singer. And she was like, what is good? And I was like, we all know what good is.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're trying to be
cute. That is such a hard question. I just started doing vocal coaching, like somebody coaching me on vocal stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been singing all my life, but I want to take it even more seriously and do more music stuff. And the first ones were like, what are your goals? I'm like, do people just come here to just like fuck around, like to be a good singer? Like, I don't know how to answer that question. Whatever goes into being a good singer, I want you to teach me that.
I think sometimes people do stuff that pushes them out of their comfort zone to like get more confidence. Like, I know in my first like improv class, there'd be like a bunch of like lawyers or like paralegal profession. I don't know what people like real jobs are, but you know, like people who didn't want to be in the entertainment business and they were just literally doing it to be able to do like presentations and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, that's wild that you decided to take an improv, but I guess it helps people.
I do believe in therapy, but I have not gone to a therapist. This vocal coaching thing is kind of like therapy. Because I feel like with my voice and just with sometimes performing in general, especially out of drag, sometimes I'll get in my head or I won't like relax as much as I need to. And my vocal coach is like, you need to relax. You need to believe in yourself because the things that you want me to teach you, you're already doing. You just don't know you're doing it or have confidence in that. Who would have known that vocal coaching can be therapy too?
Who would have known? Mm-hmm. I love that the message is like, it's already inside of you.
Yes. So for all the little babies out there, it's already inside of you.
It's already there. Mm-hmm. Performing, I don't really perform outside of what I call like my own drag, which is like makeup, contouring, a wig. Mm-hmm. And then usually I just wear like a cute little outfit or whatever. But I couldn't imagine, like, there's people who perform, who do comedy just without makeup. And I'm like, where's your mask? What if they don't like you and you're not serving face? Because I'm always like, if I bomb, at least I'm pretty.
What if that is part of their comedy?
Never thought of it that way.
Or maybe they're just like supremely sweaty and they don't want to deal with the mascara running or like the frown lines or something like that.
Maybe, but you got to get yourself some Maybelline.
Yeah.
I love Maybelline. Wait, mascara. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
Maybe about that. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Honestly, you should be a spokesperson for them because I feel like that would be a hilarious commercial.
Or I'm just like dripping in sweat and I'm like, not running. It's Maybelline. Wait, okay, Robin, I do want to ask you this. It might be boring or dumb because I feel like they were trying to push the storyline on the show and it didn't really go anywhere. But you dated Amethyst. Mm-hmm. And how did that come about? Like, when she who walked in first? You were there first.
She walked into the. It was
she walked in.
Lucy, her, then me.
Okay.
They saved the prettiest Connecticut girl for last.
I laugh, but I believe it.
No. Yes, we did have a time of situationship. Think that we talked about it briefly and then the cast members made it into more of a thing by making jokes about it. And because I feel like we didn't like expand upon what exactly transpired, it became this thing of, oh, they were in a whole relationship and lovers, ex-lovers on the show. No.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, any other interviewers out there, I will never talk about this again, but Nicole asked me, okay. So she gets to.
Thank you. I figured it was just like a like boring topic, but I was like, I just want to bring up, just because I wanted to know what it felt like to have that storyline try to seem to be a thing that was being pushed when it wasn't actually anything.
I think both of our drag is more than the very, very brief time that we messed around. And it was also got to a point where it wasn't anything like super serious at all either. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was a full-time drag queen. She was coming up. So I was very busy. She's also, like I said on the show, not the best of communicators and sure. texters. So eventually, honestly, we both ghosted each other.
Okay.
And
I love it. And there you have it.
It was a mutual ghosting of each other. And that was really the end of it. And we still were friends after that. And it really didn't cause a bunch of tension until
it was rehashed on the show.
It was rehashed.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, real quick, we have to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Beep, bop, 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 we're back. Okay, so.
Oh my gosh, that's how that works.
Yeah, we just slide an ad right in there. And I don't know what it'll be. But anyway, so people, not enough people have been sliding into your DMs, but like during shows, have people been flirting with you? Have you run into any clown chasers?
I don't live for a clown chaser because okay. I am not the girl to do the things in the clown costume.
In the drag, okay.
If you are going to flirt with me, do it like out of drag, because I don't know when I'm in drag if you're flirting with me. One, just to be funny. Two, just to like, because you like what you see on right now, or if you actually want to take this stuff off of me and do more things out of drag. So yeah, it happens sometimes. Again, have that resting bitch face energy. So it's not like it happens very often. And I'm not telling the world, hey, every communication you have with me has to be you hitting on me. Like, no. But if you do have an interest and you would like to express that, that's fine. I'm either going to tell you, yeah, sure, I'm into that, or no, thank you.
I mean, those are quality options. Mm-hmm. A yes or a no. What are you looking for? What's your like perfect partner?
A cute man that can do all the things. I am a verse person, so I enjoy a verse person. However, if you are one or the other, we can make that work too. But if you do have that verse person in you, that just makes it even better for everyone involved.
I like this.
I don't know. I there was a very big Twitter moment of Drag Race girls who only date white people, which was a whole nother whole nother thing. I would just the world.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, girl. It was. That's a whole nother monster.
Oh no.
I would like to let the world know I am the United Nations. I don't care what the fuck you are.
Yeah,
we
whatever.
Are open. These borders are open to all.
Take the wall down. Take the wall down. I mean, that's how I feel. I don't have a preference. I don't know. I'm just into like people that I find attractive with big honking dicks, or if they don't have a dick, we can go find one. But yeah, mostly just like attracted to me. Nice.
Yes.
And has a job.
Oh, yes. That is very important. Please have some kind of employee. I don't need you to necessarily be in entertainment. I don't need you to be the richest person in the world. But please be able to pay your own way. I am not a sugar daddy. I'm not a sugar mama. Like, that's not... No, I'm not Jen. So for the people on Grindr who are looking for a little Jen person, that is not this bitch right here.
Wait, what is this? I don't know all the ins and outs of Grindr. I know like a couple of things. This is a new information. A gem?
Jen. Like generous.
Oh, a Jen.
Generous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically that is a subtle way of asking for a sugar daddy. That's
I'm
not
looking
me.
For someone who's Jen.
No, I'm not generous. Thanks.
That's such a funny thing to fucking say. No, I'm not generous, but thank you for asking.
There are some people who they'll have a whole conversation with you and then after the conversation be like, are you Jen? I'm like, oh, block. But I've also like I've also deleted, at least for now, I've deleted Grindr. So...
Oh.
Which, honestly...
Do you have any other apps?
No, I... Tinder never works out for me. I feel like people on Tinder... I mean, I could be wrong. I feel like people on Tinder usually, at least in my areas, are usually just looking for skinny white twinks, and that is not me. So I really don't have that much luck on Twitter. I mean, Tinder. Grindr was fine. And I've had many a good times, but I think it was time that I kind of put the kibosh to that, at least for a little bit. Also, listening to T.S. Madison talk about how she deleted these apps because somebody's like, girl, you shouldn't be on here, kind of was even more encouragement for that to happen. And then it also became this thing where people would use Grindr as their own personal meet and greet.
Oh.
And that became a little like, yes, thank you. I really generally do appreciate that you appreciate me.
Yes.
But this is not the kind of appreciating that I'm looking for right now.
Yes. I've had that problem too, where I'm like, come to a show, DM me on Instagram, but I'm literally here for one purpose, and that is to find someone to love me.
There was one occasion that was great that it ended up being a successful scenario.
Okay.
And that was... I communicate with this person. I think they might have messaged me first, or I might have tapped them and then they messaged me, and we were having communications. Everything was lining up how it was supposed to be. And then they came over to the hotel room. We did the business. It was lovely for all parties. After the fact, I forget how we start talking about it. But I'm like, he started talking about like how he's done drag once. I'm like, oh, cool. Let me see pictures. He showed me the picture. And then I showed him my early pictures of drag. And then I'm like, okay, but this is me now. And then he was like, oh, I know. And I was like, oh, okay. That's nice. I'm glad that it wasn't like a whole, because none of our communications, it seemed like he was trying to like pull information from me, or he was just like, oh my gosh, that's Robin Pierce. I have to fuck her. it wasn't like a clown chase scenario. It was, and then the response was, well, we're here to have fun. We're not here to talk about work. So yeah. And I was like, you know, that's really nice. And that's the way to go about it. As opposed to some people who I'll try to link up and they'll be like, how long are you in town? Or are you traveling soon? I'm like, well, how do you know that I travel?
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Doing gigs. Like, if you bring up something that I haven't spoken to you about, that's weird. Or if your first thing in the conversation is, are you Robin Pierce? Then I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Okay.
I do love that scenario. Like, what a treat for someone to be like, oh, yes, I do know who you are. Didn't lead with that. I also do drag, but, like, we're not here. I'm not trying to, like, mine you for information. Mm-hmm. I am just here because I thought I would like you as a person. Mm-hmm. I love that so much because sometimes on the apps I'll be talking to people and then they'll, like, say things from, like, a show or whatever, or like quote me. And sometimes, like, I talk so much for a living. I don't remember half the shit I say. And I'll be like, wait, what? And then they'll be like, well, you said that I nailed it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm so sorry. Let's not talk about my past work, you know, until like a couple dates. And I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like off the bat, very jarring.
Yeah. The only quotes. This is funny to me and the girls in my girl group challenge where I unfortunately went home. The only quote that we thought was going to be a thing, and if it ever happened in the world, in my old lady lyric, one of them was, baby, did you eat today? Me and Anitra and Jax were hard pressed to think that one day somebody was just going to be getting their ass eaten and turn around and be like, baby, did you eat today? And that is... That would be hilarious to me. Also, this is not welcoming people to just start doing that. But that to me and Anitra had so many laughs about the scenarios in which that might happen.
My God, what a treat that would be. Baby, did you eat today? That would be so funny. I think that's very, very funny. Also, I don't think you deserve to go home that challenge.
Thank you. For me, I think that my time on Drag Race, nobody was bad. And I'm happy to have been on, I was about to say 16, on 15, where literally everyone was amazing at what they did. I am a huge fan of drag. Outside of Drag Race, I love drag. So to be around so many amazing drag queens was, for me, like, the best part. And that's, if it sounds cliche, sorry. But that was literally the best part for me. So for the 5 episodes that I was there, or 6, whatever it was, nobody did terrible. And the people that were in the bottom, somebody just did better. And in a competition, that happens. I knew my elimination episode that my team was going to be in the bottom. So I was not suffering from drag delusion. I have gotten my immunizations. But it is what it is. Me and Jax had an amazing lip sync. And hey, I looked fucking amazing.
You did look amazing. I feel like it's so, the fandom of the show is so, I don't want to say, like, insane or toxic or, like, mean, but, like, some people are really, like, mean on Twitter. And I don't think people understand what it is like to walk into something alone with a bunch of cameras around you and producers talking to you, telling you to act natural, asking you to create something out of thin air and then learn a like a dance and sing something. Like, it's really intense.
And that last challenge was very, very difficult.
Very intense. A whole routine.
Crazy.
As an old person. And it was like, what was it, rapping grannies?
We had, I honestly wanted country.
Grannies?
I wanted country, but you know, the metal gate, they were arguing over.
Yes, metal gate?
they were arguing over country versus metal. So my team was literally like, oh, we're not involved in this. We're going to take the easy road and just get hip hop and call it a day. But I really wanted country because I wanted to sing.
Yes.
And then you get the kind of quote of Jax going, sing something, Robin, and me just looking like, what the fuck is going on? But how can you sing something when you literally did not have time to learn it? And no shade to Leland. We love Leland, but I was trying to review the track. And that's why I wasn't singing anything. But I don't want to say too much because I don't want World of Wonder to come for me. And I want to be on All Stars at some point. So, yay.
I would love to see you on All Stars. I got to say that your season is, it's one of my favorite recent seasons because everyone is so strong. Mm-hmm. And all the lip syncs were so fun. I thought the challenges were fun. Like, Mistress gave good TV. Lucy gave good TV. Like, it was just, it was so fun. And it is interesting to watch a show and then be like, oh, that person I'm sure did more fun things. You just didn't include them. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think it happens. And I think that, and this really isn't like a PC answer, but I think like people have jobs to do. And mm-hmm. like, there are people that wanted to see more of me, and that's fine. It is what it is. Like, you have a job to do. You have a show that has to be put on. And this is sometimes the most effective way to get the story across. So things are going to get cut out. Things are going to get left on the cutting room floor. Like when I was in high school, I went to a trade school here in Connecticut. And my trade was media production. So I was going to go into like film and all of that stuff. And this is going to sound terrible, but... my instructor, when we were editing, sometimes he would keep too much stuff in. And then he was like, yeah, this is your baby, but sometimes you have to kill babies and like take pieces out. And it sounded harsh really in the moment, but especially now as I like make my own content and stuff, I'm like, you know, sometimes I have to kill these babies. I love them, but they don't serve a purpose. It happens. It is what it is. But we are here.
We're here. It is wild. I think another phrase for that is killing your darlings. I think that's
the nicer
way to say it.
A way nicer version of saying that. And I wish that would have been told to me because that quote would have...
Now you just think about killing babies.
maybe that's why I'm for abortion rights now, but...
yeah, gotta kill them babies. See you later.
Oh my God, somebody's gonna take this and spin
and
it
and then just
so hard.
Clip that little part out. That's why I'm for killing babies. But I have a hard time editing. Like, I'll have a joke. I have I think it's 8 or 9 minutes. It's a very long joke that I'm like... I should edit this down so people can actually like enjoy it.
Yeah.
Cause a 9 minute joke, it's a joke that you have to listen to. Mm-hmm. Like you can't dip in and out. You can't like, how much is the check? Oh, wait, what is she saying? Well, no, I don't get it. Like you have to sit and listen.
I mean, I do like a story though. I do like
not even
story.
A story. It's an actual like joke that I wrote about Disney, and I like half like every couple of minutes. I'm like, "Are you still with me? Okay, we're still going. It's still going. It's so long." And I'm like, "If I just edited this down to 2 minutes, it would be a great joke. I would have all the hits. Like it would be fine. It would be
honestly,
just as fine as a 8 minute joke."
Honestly, I understand that. Sometimes I will watch back my Snatch Game and. Even though it was brief, I'm like, oh my gosh, I see where the joke was, but you said entirely too much before you said the thing that could have been funny. So
wait, who did you do again for Snatch?
I did Karen Huger from The Real Housewives.
Yes. The Grand Dame of
Potomac.
Not Potomac.
Potomac, yeah.
Oh yes, it is Potomac. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why didn't you do me? Because I was sent a picture of you posed for like in my book cover. Like
So that was that was from 3 years ago. And I think aesthetically I didn't know which direction to go with it. Because I've auditioned as you twice. And the first time auditioned, like, looking more like you. And I'm like, oh, this could be problematic. This little skinny twink trying to be Nicole Byer. And then the second time I auditioned with you, I think was more successful. And then the time that I got on, I didn't, because I'm like, oh, maybe it was just like too much.
They were like, finally, we didn't like her as Nicole. So she can finally come on the show.
Because I think me auditioning as you was mostly me just screaming.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly what I do. It's I'd say 50% of my comedy is just.
And I'm like, okay, maybe they just didn't want somebody to be like screaming the whole time. But I think, well, let me see if I can remember. I think I started it started like, ooh, baby, I'm so excited to be here at Snatch Games. You got some dick for me, RuPaul. And then I would like do the laugh.
Honestly, if you get on All Stars, no, I'll say when you get on All Stars, I give you full permission to wear a fat suit. And you could put a little double chin on you. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I know some fat people are like, no, but I don't know. I would love to see the transformation. I would love it. I would be flattered.
So I will bring you as one of the options. My other option that I mean, maybe I shouldn't say just in case I do get on, but like, you never know. I was going to do Lily Hayes, which is this TikTok person, which I know RuPaul would not know who it is.
No.
But she's like this older lady and she talks like this and she talks about her son. It's like, you idiot. And she doesn't know how to like.
Oh, yes. She's like an older Russian lady.
And she's always like, I want the pumpkin pie. The pumpkin pie. You idiot. I want the pumpkin pie. Like that for me is hilarious. But another version of me just like yelling at people.
I mean, I'm here for it. I love screaming. Wait, Robin, real quick, we gotta take another break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho.
without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. Oop, we're back.
Wait, sidebar. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you can cut this out. Can cut this out. Okay. On Drag Her, you coined Bring Back My Break. After the break came back, why not before the break say Bring Back My Break?
Because I have ADHD and my brain works faster than my mouth, and it like came out, and then I realized it didn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Because we would finish the break and then I'd say bring back the break, so it's like asking for another break, and then I didn't realize it, and I guess Mono didn't realize it, and then when we did realize it, we were like, oh fuck it, we'll just leave it.
Yeah, it's canon at this point. It's iconic behavior.
Wait, Robin, I must know, how did you get into drag?
Well, when I was a gaby, it was a very wild time.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to dive into, like, all the queer culture and all that stuff. So I started watching Drag Race. I'm like, I want to understand this thing because somebody invited me to a drag show before I came out. And I'm like, no, that's weird. but that was my own, like, insecurities, like, coming out. But I think that was their way of being like, I know you're a little gay and I feel like you would like this. And it was a soft way of trying to get me to come out, I think. But yeah, when I came out when I was like end of 19, going into 20, I started watching Drag Race. I'm like, huh, well, these weirdos aren't more or less weird than me. So maybe I should give it a go because they seem to be just like normal people, just like everybody else who have layers to them. And then I started practicing my makeup in my ex-boyfriend's house, who my father lovingly would refer to as the alien. He thought he looked crazy.
That's very funny.
Oh, my friend.
Did your dad like your ex-boyfriend or he just thought he looked weird?
No, he thought he was. It was strange. He was a very tall, gangly man, bald, with the longest nails, and like always in flip flops.
You're not describing this person well. I mean, I just the image that's in my head is truly wild, shocking to me.
Honestly, like the face was cute. He was nice, but I'm glad that's done.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a wild time. And then I think after that was the time that I got catfished. And that was really wild. Look, as a gaby, you take these risks. And sometimes it's not worth it.
Wait, okay. How were you catfished?
Nicole, okay.
How did this go?
So this was a Grindr moment. This is why I ask for people's Snapchats now. So I can verify, like, face pictures. So we were talking on one of the apps, and everything is going well. We traded pictures. He sent me, like, a face picture of himself because it was just, like, a headless torso. Like, many people love to pose in themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, send a face picture.
It's like, eventually you're going to show me your face. Just put your face on your profile.
Before I continue the story, I need y'all out there to know this. Send clear face pictures, current and yes. Clear. That means not from a distance, not from the side, straight on, not with sunglasses, not a picture from 10 years ago when you thought you looked hot and now you might have, no.
When you've deflated a little bit, I want to see the deflation.
Yes, I want to see you now. You got to update the picture. Honestly, it should be like an ID. It expires. The picture is gone from the app. And then you have to retake it.
It expires every 6 months.
Yes. A lot can happen in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we traded pictures. We did all the thing. We were talking. Everything lined up. So I drove to their house because at the time I could not host. So went to them. Then I get there and he's in this apartment building and he's like, oh, you have to go through the window. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, oh, no, I'm on the first floor. You just go behind, go behind the bushes and I'll let you in through the window. So I'm just like, okay, well, I'm already here and I don't want to tell this person no because I don't have confidence as a little gay person because still a gaby. It's okay to say no. You can change your mind. But I proceeded to make my way around the bush and got to his window, knock, knock, knock. The blinds were down, so I could not. This is a murder mystery about
to happen.
It really
is. But I also love at no point were you like, I shouldn't be doing this. You were just like, let's go.
You know, I felt like I had confidence in my ability to escape, if anything.
What a treat. If shit goes wrong, I know where the window is. I've jumped in it. I can jump out of it.
So the blinds are down. He opens the window, opens the blinds, but then there's a curtain. So he has to go pull the curtain back. So I still don't see him yet. But he already sent me a picture, so I know what he looks like, right?
Uh-huh.
So I climb my way through this window. And then immediately I'm in this room and it's very dark. And I'm looking ahead and there's a whole bookshelf in front of the door.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? So then I turn to him. Then I turn back to the bookshelf and I turn back to him. And then I look at him and I look at my phone. I'm like, you are not who you sent me. And then he just goes, oh, I didn't send you a face picture? And I just look at him. I'm like, yes, you did. But the picture you sent me is not you.
It's not you, friend.
So I said, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. And then I pulled the curtain back. Open the window, pop back, walk my way around the bush, got back in my car, and then drove all the way back home very, very disappointed.
How truly wild. The bookcase in front of the door is, for me, is the scariest part.
That, yes, whoa, and that's why I immediately paused. Honestly, it should have been the come through the window that ended it for me, but it was the bookshelf. I honestly think this person was...
we're all on a journey.
And I mean, I wouldn't do it again. And let's be clear, any gabies out there, don't take risks like that because in the end, it's not worth it. I think like he was probably, no, he was 100% DL and he probably lived with people and his door probably did not lock. So he probably put the bookshelf there so nobody could like come in. The hoops we have to jump through as
truly
gays is wild.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Let people in the front door and then the back door.
Ooh. But yeah, we've been on a journey. Literally before I came out, I thought I was going to be a curmudgeoned old man married to some woman unhappy with my whole life because I was trapped with this person that like I didn't actually want to be with, but society said I wanted to or I needed to. So, you know. Growth.
I think about like a lot of like comics will tell jokes about like my fucking wife that I hate. I'm like, maybe you should move on and date someone you like. And that might be a man. It might be a gender that you never thought you wanted to be into. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know why people do that to themselves. Marry someone that they're like, I don't love you and I am miserable with you.
Yeah.
I would never want that life.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't want that life for anyone. So please, if you're listening to this podcast, if you want to come out, just come out.
Come out of the closet and into the light. The light is bright and I'll make you happy.
Honestly, I need somebody to... Look, I'm full of ideas for you. I need somebody to take clips of you singing and make it into like a club mix.
I would love to fucking hear that. just a weird club mix of me being like, come out of the closet and into the sun. Wait, Robin, tell me about the time you sold TVs in drag. Was that to like, what was it? What was that about? You wanted to sell a lot of TVs or you had a gig?
Beyond anything else, Robin Fierce is a working ass bitch and I will make my money when and how I need to. So this was back when I took a long time to paint And the only shifts that were available for me were like midday to closing shifts. So that would cut into my getting ready time. So I had a lovely queer supervisor, Kelly. Shout out to Kelly. And I asked her one day, like, hey, I have these gigs after. You're a queer. I'm a queer. Can I come to work in drag? Is that a thing that's possible? And she's like, yeah, there's really like nothing that they can really do about it or say, because that would kind of be illegal. Mm-hmm. So come on down and live your fantasy. So it was really just me having gigs after work that I wanted to get to and make the money, because I was part-time. So I was the gigs that I did get in drag, I was making more money than the gigs that I was working during the day anyway. So no, I'm not going to say no to this gig. And yes, I'm going to come to work in drag. So fuck y'all. So I would come. When I first started, it would be in full drag. Wigs, titties, pads, makeup, lashes, all the things. I even came in heels, but they said that was unsafe for the ladder, so I couldn't wear heels. That's the only thing that they said no to. Because I'm like, if I'm going to be in drag, I'm going to give you this full fantasy, baby.
I'm going to give you the full fantasy of a businesswoman, entrepreneur, working at Best Buy.
So I did take a few clients. Some clients were just like, yeah, no, I'm just not working with that person. They didn't say that, but I could see it on their face. Like, oh, okay, we're going to like shop around before we come back to this area.
I'll say this. Okay, so I went to Vegas over the weekend, and I went to a racetrack, and I got to drive a Lamborghini around a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And I was the only person having fun. I was the only person who was like, faster! I was the only person laughing.
How could you not have fun at a racetrack?
Because I have learned, adults don't want fun.
Yeah.
The only reason why you walk into a Best Buy and see a drag queen and go, I don't want them to help me, is because you don't like fun.
Yeah.
And you're afraid and your life is fucking boring.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for some people where I'm like, what? Like, I'll be at a restaurant and I'll be the loudest table. Mm-mm. And people will be like looking at us and I'm like, no, you have fun. Like, have a nice time.
Right.
Like, that's so wild to me that someone would see you in drag and not be like, you better give me a fucking TV, lady.
Yeah, and imagine the story you could have gone home and told. You have a party, you're watching the world's best football. I don't know. People watch the sports.
World's best football?
I don't know. And then you know what? I was at this Best Buy, and you would never believe who sold me this TV.
Yes.
It was this man in a wig. Like, that is a great story. And then if your wife just happens to be in a person that watches Drag Race or something.
Yes.
And then to find out that the bitch you're watching on TV is the bitch that sold you the TV you're watching her on.
Yes.
Imagine that story.
That's a classic story that you could tell for years to come.
I know. But then... yeah, the people that did work with me, they were lovely. There was one man, he was a little bit older, so his eyesight was probably going a little bit. So when he came back the next day, he thought I was a biological woman. And he asked for the woman who helped him the day before. And all my coworkers paused, turned to me and pointed and said... that's the one. And he said, no fucking way. I'm like, hi, it's me.
And I bet you he tells that story over and over and over again.
I'm sure.
Oh, that is so fun. Honestly, this is a treat to me because I feel like going to work in drag is joy that you gave to people. Like, I'm sure... some people loved it so much and still talk about it.
I'm sure.
Iconic.
Honestly,
I would love
to do, and let this be known, if anybody steals this idea, I am suing. No, I'm kidding. Or I'm not.
No, sue him.
I'm suing. I want to do a drag version of Cardi Tries, where I am in drag and I work at these bunch of different places and they're teaching me like how to do the things, but I'm in full drag. I feel like that would be so much fun.
I think it's fun. I think maybe pitch it to World of Wonder, maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
You know, I think you can call somebody up and say, can I do this? Can I do this, please?
Yeah, give me a budget. Let's do it.
Give me a little budget. Robin, I have a question. Okay. We've come to the end.
Already?
This has been delightful. I know. I try to keep them to an hour. Yeah.
You got a lot to
do. I do have more questions. So wait, how did Mo Hart become your drag mom?
Ooh, so with Mo, I did one of her digital shows. So that was like our first real interaction. Well, actually before that, I went to Nubia and I met her in person there.
Whose show is Nubia? Is that...
At the time, it was Bob, BB, Mo Hart, Shay, The Vixen.
It's not The Vixen.
And Peppermint.
Is that The Vixen show? No, that's Black Girl
that's
Magic.
That's Black Girl Magic.
Oh, okay.
But The Vixen was a part of this one, too. This was the first iteration of Nubia. Went to that. It was literally one of the best drag shows that I had ever been to. Rue Girl, non-Rue Girl. Like, it was put together so well. BB comes out at the end, and she's just like, "You see all these white people? We're paying them. They work for us." And it was so hilarious. And it was so amazing to see this fully black cast put on this amazing show with dancers, lights, original music, all that stuff. It was amazing. But that was the first time that me and Mo actually like really interacted. Then I did one of her digital shows on the internet. And then after the pandemic, we had her here at one of our bars in Connecticut, and I hosted that show. And she's like, "You know, I want to adopt you." And I was like, "Honestly, I would love that. Just know I do have a drag mom already. If you're down to co-parent, I'm 100% down to be your drag mom, your drag child, because I've looked up to her. I love her music, and all of that stuff." So then, House of Heart, we became.
I love that. Yeah. That's so sweet. I love when someone claims you. They're like, "Be mine." And you're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. It was
adorable.
It was amazing. And it was nice to, like, even like before Drag Race, for somebody of her stature to be like, "I see you and you're worthy."
And that's like a true compliment and just like a testament to your talent, that it's like someone saw you and they're like, "Yes, I believe in you."
Yeah.
I feel like more people should say that to people. Be like, "I believe in you and I think you're wonderful."
Yeah. I honestly try to do that. And people think it's so weird when I do it sometimes. They're just like, "Oh, wait, what?" I'm like, "What did you expect for me to like be this bitch?" No, I'm saying that I love what it is that you do. Like, you're really sickening. Like, I give credit where it's due.
Yeah, I try really hard to, like, if I see something that I like, I try hard, really hard to, like, make a point to say something to somebody to be like, "I think you're great." Da, 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 da. Just because, I don't know, like, why am I keeping it to myself? If I enjoy something, like, I should fucking let you know.
Yeah.
Because I like compliments, you know? It's nice. Okay, Robin, we do have to wrap it up, but I could talk to you forever. Okay, I asked all my guests this. Sometimes I forget because I'm a dizzy bitch. But would you date me?
Absolutely, Nicole. I think we would have the best of times.
This I love. That's the correct answer.
Honestly, anybody who says no needs to be, like, jailed.
Thank you. Straight to jail.
Prison, Hanny.
Robin, I know you're single, but do you have any advice for the single ones out there looking?
The times that I have been in a relationship, I would say communicate. And also, you never know who, and this is also advice to myself, you never know who's going to be into you. Somebody that you might think is like way out of your league could potentially be somebody that is definitely interested in you. You don't know what people's types are. So be open and have a little bit of faith in yourself, because let me tell you, baby, there are some people that I was either in a relationship with or fucked who were fucking beautiful, and I thought that they would never say yes to me, and they did. And here we are.
Here we are. Robin, I love that.
Thank you
so much for doing this.
Of course.
I attacked you at DragCon.
Honestly, it was the best surprise ever, and they were like, "We can't tell you who's waiting over there." I'm like, "What the fuck is happening? Why are you standing over there with a camera?
Don't tell her.
What is going on?" I'm like, it's either Mariah Carey, Beyonce, or Nicole. It's one of those two, because those are the only people.
Oh my God.
Those are the only people that I would freak out over.
What a fucking dream to be put in that category.
I forgot to at the beginning of this, I was saying how I described you, and it was always, I love Nicole Byer damn near as much as I love Mariah Carey, and I love Mariah Carey.
That makes me so happy and brings me so much joy. You've brought me so much joy.
Oh,
like,
thank you,
every
Nicole.
Time you tag me in a video where you're lip syncing to me, it makes me so happy. And I truly root for your success because I think you're, like, one, really sweet, two, very talented, and three, you fucking paint so well.
Thank you, Nicole. Dare I say myself that I am the mug of... No, I'm kidding. There's Aura in the cast, too. but no, thank you, Nicole. And I feel the exact same way. Like, even before knowing you, you've brought so much joy. And I've always root for your success. I love seeing you in, like, everything. And I hope you take over the world one day.
Thank you, Robin. To us, in 2020, well, I guess, yeah, this year's like half over. 2024.
There's still time.
There's still time. But the end of 2023 is going to ramp us up into 2024, where I say 2024 is going to be our year. It's going to be filled with dicks and success.
Yes. And I'm going to, if I find someone for you, Nicole, I will send them your way. And I really mean that. I know I'm around a lot of gays. But if I'm ever around any straights or lesbians or whoever that likes you, I will try to make the connection.
Honestly, I don't identify as anything. I'm happy to meet any old person. So I watch Fast X and...
What is that?
That's the 10th Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, no.
And I think my type is... masculine-ish muscular men in gauchos with painted nails.
What is a gaucho?
A gaucho is a very wide leg pant, a very flowy wide leg pant.
Okay, so
Jason Momoa
like a hippie
in
pant.
This movie, kind of a hippie pant. Jason Momoa in this movie is so feminine skewing, but also is very masculine at the same time. And I think that's what like really horns me up.
Okay.
Like a man who kind of floats in between.
Okay.
Just look at pictures of Jason Momoa in Fast X, and that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, baby, I know what Jason Momoa looks like.
But specifically in Fast X.
Specifically
in
long, Fast X.
Loungy pants. Like, that is it for me. Like, I was dripping wet the whole time.
Got it. Okay, I'm securing that in my brain.
Secure it. Lock it in. Okay, well, this is the end. Robin, thank you so much for being here. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, guess what? You can like it, give me 5 stars, write a review. But most importantly, you can write something directly to me, hitting on me, saying something very nasty. And you can write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. We're running a little low, so we'll send them on over. This lovely person said, Nicole, I would show up to your door in full Sonic the Hedgehog drag, but also butt-ass naked.
What?
I'd
How does
say,
that work?
I don't know. I'd say, hey, Eggman, want to see my Chaos Emerald? Then turn around and grab my ankles to reveal a Chaos Emerald butt plug in my booty. Teehee. You say, what is this? And I say, I'm a hedgehog. I thought that was obvious. My husband then shows up in full tails drag with, you guessed it, a two-tail butt plug. And oh, wow, a gold cock ring.
This is so detailed.
I get on one blue knee and say, Nicole, will you accept this ring before we can paint you red and make you into a knuckle sandwich? The police show up. Uh-oh, gotta go fast. Honestly, that was very funny.
That was.
Okay, goodbye.
Wait, okay, I know you just said goodbye, but I gotta do the self-promo thing.
God, I always fucking forget this. Robin, what would you like to promote?
Okay, y'all. Yes, I'm a drag queen, but also I'm a singer. I do have music out. My first single, Bad Bitchery, has been out. You can listen to it, feel your bad bitch fantasy. But I also just did a cover of I'm Coming Out, and I added my own little verse. It's remixy. My friend described it as, wait, just so y'all have Yelp reviews, my friend Parker listen to my song and says, it gives me, I just want to dance fucked up in the gay club and smell a hint of poppers in the background energy. It's very fun. I love it. So give it
I love it.
Give it a listen.
Give it a little listen. Yes. We got a little Yelp review for it. I love it.
But thank you so much, Nicole.
Wait, do you have like a website? Tell the people your socials and shit.
I don't have a website because somebody took all of the season 15 girls and took our like domain names. They did offer to give it back, but we have to pay a fee for that.
How much?
Like 100-something.
That's not bad. Someone tried to extort $500. Uh-huh. No, I think it was $1,000. They wanted $10,000 from me for NicoleBeyer.com.
That's crazy.
And I was like, you're out of your mind. So that's why my website is NicoleBeyerWasTaken.com.
And I was going to do, in the spirit of you, RobinFierceWasTaken.com. But then I'm like, you know, I'm not touring and stuff yet. I don't feel like I need a website. I have the social media.
Fair.
So you can find me on all social media at The Robin Fierce. You can find my music across all the streaming platforms if you just search Robin Fierce. And yeah.
I love it. Robin, thank you so much again. Okay, now for real. Bye-bye.
Bye. Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Beyer is produced by me, Mars. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco. With talent bookings by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Auden. Got a question, crazy dating story, or a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future episode.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Coming back from an injury or any painful condition is not a do-it-yourself project. Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven has the technology and talent to help you get back to what you love. Whether it's taking a walk or running a marathon, Gaylord Physical Therapy in Cromwell, Cheshire, and North Haven can help you get back to your personal best. Gaylord, think possible.
Also available in Madison and Wallingford. Go to gaylord.org for more information.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.